coming. But for high stakes deals, and we were getting one hell of a player, and we were moving real good players along. So there's a lot of details that go along with that. For us, this is a chance to really put together a good rotation. This is this makes us what we think is a strong rotation, 1-5. It allows us to put Brandon Morrow back in the bullpen and really solidify the shortening of the game, which is important to us. This is a young guy that is all business. He's got a good sense of humor. I'm not going to tell you that he's long-winded, but from our point of view, he may not have the long answers for you. He's not a guy that likes to talk about himself a lot, but for us, he's a breath of fresh air, and we're really excited to have Eric Bedard, and I'm going to introduce you to him right now, but I think we're just going to open it up for questions right away and get to what you want to ask him.
Eric, or Bill?
Eric, how's it feel? Coming to Seattle.
Feels great. Been with the Orioles since 99, so to go to that new organization and just see a different aspect of the game from a different team is pretty fun.
Eric, how about the overall process? How kind of maddening was that? Just kind of sit around and just talk about for so long?
I didn't really follow it. I'm in Ottawa, so there's not that much news on baseball. Mostly heard it from family and friends. So I was just waiting for my agent to call me and say that you're going to Seattle about it.
What do you think of playing in Safeco Field?
Very nice stadium. I think it's a pitcher's ballpark. I don't have to face Ichiro anymore, so I won't get that first pitch of the game home run.
Last time we met with you in this room, you were very confident that the deal would get done. At any point last couple of weeks, change of mind, did it look like maybe it wasn't going to get done, or were you still very confident this would happen?
We were confident, but I probably... was a little bit too aggressive in what I was telling you at that time. You know, we had a deal in place at the time, and so the only thing that was left was detail work. And the devil's in the details. Sometimes it takes longer. So probably the timing made it tougher. But yeah, we really felt it would go through. And felt at that time that it was easy to say that we could get a deal done because we had one done. And we just had to finish it off.
How much were Adams reported remarks, Adam Jones reported remarks from Venezuela, an issue or effect with you in your mind?
I dealt with Andy McPhail, and I didn't have to deal with anything on their side, so I really don't need to ask them. I thought everything that Adam said was appropriate. He was trying to be excited about where he was going. He was trying to show a lot of respect for Eric, and at the same time be thankful to this club for the opportunity he had. And I thought he said all the right things. I doubt that was too much of an issue.
Bill, you mentioned fresh of breath there. What else does Eric bring to this ball club?
Like I said, for us, we look at the impact that it has on the whole rotation, and I think in John's case, he's more apt to identify who his fifth starter is, and the rest are each night you got a number one guy going out there. It's his job that night. I think that fifth guy, everybody's going to compete to stay out of that fifth spot because that's the one that would get skipped. Outside of that. We just think that without putting any undue pressure on any one guy, we have four guys that can go out, and now five guys that can go out every night and win, give us a real good chance to win. So from our point of view, we're not trying to make one guy the focal point. We're trying to say that right now this makes us a good, solid five-man staff, and maybe as good as there is.
Eric, this terrific picture, but this trade at this time, that you see yourself differently, that you are now one of the
I guess you could say that. I never thought about it like that, since I guess you're saying the trade. But I'm just going to bring a lot of intensity, and I'm just going to do my best and try to win some games.
When were you throwing again last calendar year after you got injured? Did you go into an extended time of not throwing? Or?
I started throwing again in the beginning of December. So it's been a while.
What are you doing now, throwing last year?
Bullpens every 2-3 days.
Garrett, what do you recall pitching against the Mariners last year? What were their strengths and weaknesses?
Good leadoff guy. That's the big thing I remember because of the first pitch of the game home run. But everything else, they're solid. They got good hitters, got good young hitters, good pitching, and with an addition of me, I think we're going to be pretty good.
For the most part, I think there's still going to be some fine tuning if we can. We like what we're going into spring training with, but we'll still keep our eyes open and see what's out there. I know just this morning, Lee and Mac and Jim and I were talking about names. So I don't think it's like we always say, these rosters are never done. You're just never quote unquote done.
Bill, would you have been eager to do this year because Brandon Morrow didn't show you he could be a betting guy?
Yeah, we would have. I mean, no matter who was going to go in that eighth inning spot, I think we all believe you should be able to put together a decent bullpen, and we think that with the young arms that Fontaine and Angle come up with, we're always going to be able to piece together a decent bullpen. But that would not have had any effect on whether we're going to go out and get a pitcher like Eric. That would not have had any effect.
Eric, do you feel like you're going from a franchise that's obviously in a complete rebuilding mode to one that should be in the playoffs this year?
Yeah, that's the big thing. With Baltimore, it seems like we're going backwards. And obviously here they're going forward and they're trying to build a team that's competitive and can get the playoff and win.
Was that troubling to you at any time in the past year or so? I mean, you guys, when you joined that team in Baltimore, they just made a bunch of big moves to try to compete. Can you just describe that process of not having that come to fruition there?
When I first got there, it was fun because they were signing a lot of guys and they were looking forward to trying to compete with Boston and New York. But after a couple of years, it just went downhill, and I'm glad that I'm here and hopefully we'll do well.
Eric, you didn't get a ton of run support, but it didn't seem to affect you. You still put up a great number. So what kind of mindset did you have to be in going out there every night in a tough situation like that?
I don't really think about that. I just go out there and pitch, and if I don't give up any runs, then we score runs and we win. I guess I gave up more of a lot of runs when we gave up a lot of runs. So I just go out there and do my best.
Eric, from afar, what is your take on Felix Hernandez?
Seen him a lot on TV with highlight reels. He throws hard. He's young. He's got good control, and I think he's the number one.
Eric, what do you think has been key to your development the last couple of years, the really strong season you have? How has your game evolved and gotten better?
I just got more consistent. In the past, I'd throw a couple of good games in a row and then have two really bad games, and that's been the key in my career.
Eric, Bill alluded to the fact you don't like to talk about yourself, and that's what we hear about you. Do you find things like this uncomfortable, and talking to the media after games and things like that?
Yeah, it's a little uncomfortable. I'm getting better, and hopefully I'll get better and better.
Eric, what do you know about Seattle?
What I know about Seattle?
What do you know about Seattle coming here and living?
They got the needle? No, not much. Hopefully I'll learn more.
Bill, is your feeling that, that adding Eric to this rotation makes the Mariners a playoff team?
Yeah, we, you know, that's the whole point here is, you know, we could sit back and you know, we did give up good young kids for Eric and it was a hard fought deal, but we thought that these are the 2 years where we need to make another step. We felt that last year, especially at the start of the year, I thought Mike did a great job in getting this club off to a good start. And we thought that was an important step in our development. And now we think we're kind of through with that, and it's time to go out and try and win. So that's probably the most significant aspect of this deal.
Eric, despite the Orioles' decline in the past couple of years, they are an organization that's valued fixing, particularly like Mike Flanagan. Is there anything you can say about your development in that organization that you feel helped you,
I guess Leo actually helped me in the past 2 years, just with his background and what he's brought to the table. We've had some long conversations, and just the mental part, he helped me a lot.
Anything else for Bill or Eric before we break out for one-on-ones?
Bill, has there been talking about signing him to an extension at all?
You know, we'll talk to his agent, and you know, we'll always talk to players about that. You know, and your better players, you always want to extend them. But our discussions with Eric himself are purely baseball.
Bill, what are the options in your mind in right field as you head into spring?
Well, they're going to rest mostly on Wilkerson's shoulders right now. And then whatever piecing together beyond that with John, whether it's Valentin or go out and get somebody. But right now, most of it rests on his shoulders.
Phil, you mentioned that Morrow will be the eighth inning guy. The premise of
I didn't say the eighth inning. He can pitch at the back towards the back end of the game, but that's going to be up to John and Mel.
But as far as him being a starter, is that put on the back burner for now?
Yeah. Yep.
How many times did you almost board a plane in the past 10 days?
Just the other day.
Okay. Bill, if you wouldn't mind presenting Eric with this jersey.
Yep. Thanks.
A couple photo opportunities here, and we'll break out for one-on-one with Eric and Bill.
Pose with the front or the back? What do we do first?
Up to you.
Then I'm doing this. Right over. Here we go.
Bill,
on? Off? What do you want?
On, please.
On, please. 1, 2, 3. And then by yourself.
Now back. Forward.
Turn around.
Thank you very much.
Okay, and then we're going to break out and
break out for one-on-one, yeah.
Where do you want him to go?
Why don't you come over here, Eric?
That's it.
Thank you.
Still going up.
Yeah.